We are on Daf Kazayin Amid Beis, around 10 lines from the bottom, after the two dots. Omar Rababo, Omar Rab Yechanan, Amoite Shtarchoi Beshuk. The person finds a Shtarchoi Beshuk. Afalpi Shekosov by Hempik. Even though there's a Hempik, which from that we can assume that the Zicha was a Halvo. The Malve is the one that takes care of the Hempik. Afalpi Kain, Lo Yachziru Lebailo. You should not give back the Shtar to the Malve. Loy mi boy, hey, chidloy kosev by handpick. If there's no handpick, dikala meim kosev lil vice veloy love. Could very well be that the loyve never borrowed. So we'll see, Taisa says it is speaking about she'ain chayiv meide. The loyve says he doesn't know the malvin. There could be a numerous amount of reasons. There's no handpick, he could tie a blue vase for loy love it. But he never borrowed, he lost the shtar. Alafilu, kosa by handpick. Afilu, there's a handpick on the shtar. Umay nihu the mekuyim. So we know zikha, there was a halva. Loyachse, he should not, so the maitzi aveda should not return the shtar. The chayishina lepiroi. The chayish lepiroi. Zareya said in the fila, how did the shtar get lost? If the shtar was not paid up, so the malva would have been very careful with the shtar. So it could very well be that the loyve paid up, and that's why to him the shtar is worthless, and that's why he lost the shtar. The chayshinu lepiroi. He says, not like Shmuel. Shmuel said before, Omar Shmuel, hameitzi shtar akno b'shuk, yachziru lebailim, ve'im ishim peroi, loy chayshinu lepiroi. Shmuel holds when not chayish lepiroi. Shmuel holds, if he said the porolei, mikra bekorolei, he would have torn it. So that alone, that the shtar is not torn, is ample proof that the shtar was not paid up. Rabbo, Omar Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with this, and holds, loy chayshinu lepiroi. We had cheshbainis. Why wasn't the shtar torn up? Could be when he paid up, the malva was mishtamet. He said, I don't have the shtar on me. So that's why the loyve never got back the shtar. Or the malva was holding the shtar als pshita de safre. The loyve still owed him money to pay for the ksivis hashtar. But al kaponim, Rababom Rabbi Yochanan holds the Zadin Chayshinen Lepiroi. We're Chayish Lepiroi, not like Shmu. Eisvei Rabbi Yirmiya LaRababom. So Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rababom Akashi. It says in the Mishnah, Kol Maise Bezn Areze Yachser. That a Maise Bezn Areze Yachser, if you found a star that's a Maise Bezn, you return it to the Bailam. And the Maise Bezen includes a shtar sheyesh by Henpik. That Bezen was Mekayim the shtar. We know clearly there was a halvo, as a reza yachza, so you should return it to the malve. Amalei, so Rababo told Abir Miyem, Yirmiya Bri, Leikol Maisei Bezden Shoven. The Mishnah does not mean that all Maisei Bezden you return to the Malve. Elekegoin Shahur Zekafre. The Mishnah is speaking about that the Loive one steinet porati, and he was hukzik afrin, he was then proven wrong that he did not pay. So now, if he tainis that he paid later, we will not believe him. That's not the Mishnah. It's the Mishnah that says, kol ma'aser bezdin yachzer, that means if we know clearly that there was a halvah, there's a hempik on the shtar, we return it to the malveh. So you're asking a shayla, I said chashina lepiroin? So, v'chayish lepiroin dafke by a person who is an amonis to taina parati. The Mishnah is speaking about that he once tainted parati, and he was proven wrong. So that person doesn't have an amonis to taina parati. Omar Rove, so Rove said, umishum dohur ze kafrin, chode zimne sulay pora klal. So Rove wishes vehemently to disagree with Rava Bo. He says, how could Rava Bo say that the Mishnah is speaking about by someone who has no nemonis to taina parati? He says, I mean, here, there's a reyes in the nefila. The reyes in the nefila seems to show that there was a peroi. So even though he was monsel zekafrim, that means he tainted once parati and he was then disproven, but it could be he paid. And the reyes in the nefila is enough of a reyes that we should think, Dilma Pora, how did it get lost? So that's not a good teretz. Elo Omar Rove Masnisen Mishtar Chaltose Ba'adrachte Uchida Rabbi Zeir. So Rove said, no, the Mishnah is not talking about all Maise Bezdin to include Ashtar Sheyesh by Hempik. Ashtar sheyesh by henpik, we will not be magzer to the Bailam. Because even though we know there was a halvah, but the reyes in the nefile makes me think that there was a piroin. The malva, if there wasn't a piroin, the malva would have not have lost the shtar. The Mishnah that says, ma'aser bezdin, yachzer lebailam means ashtar chaltose. Shtar Chautose, that Bezin was machlit the karka of the loive to the malde. And he was goiva already the karka. So this is already proof that the karka of the loive belongs to the malde. Now, if the loive will taine that I paid him back again, and I lost the shtar chaltose, but I lost it, that is not nemon already. That is not nemon, that if he bought back the karka, so either he should have the shtar chaltose, or he should tear up the shtar chaltose, or he should have a new shtar. A shtar chaltose, the loive would never leave around if he taka paid it up. He would have either torn up the shtar chaltose, or if the malve lost the shtar chaltose, he would have requested from him he should buy the shtar zmini, a shtar mechel. That's not the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not speaking about a shtar sheyesh by henpik. Let us see Rashi. Kol ma'aser bezdin. Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Bo, it says in the Mishnah, Kol Ma'aser Bezdin, it seems it's very inclusive, Einami Ma'aser Bezdin, no? Yirmi Ebri Garsine. So Rabbi Bo said, the Mishnah is speaking about, Shehuchzik Loive Ze Kafron Pam Acheres. He once tainted Porati, and he was disproven, Lefichoch Einei Nemo Loima Porati, That what the Mishnah says, that the Kol Ma'aseh Bezen Yachzer is speaking about a loiver who lost his nemonis to Taina Parati. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand you, because he was once disproven that he tainet parati, and he was disproven, v'su loy pora klal bitmiye, v'ichay shine lepiroin, if we're achayish lepiroin, zesh loy nizah lishma ushtore yafsid. That means there's a reyesed in the fila over here, which seems that it was paid up, and that's why the shtar was not taken care of. So Mamela here, so Faket here should be Chayshin Lepiroin, and the Maitzi Aveide should not return the shtar to the Malvus. You can't say the Mishnah is speaking about Hur Sekaf. Zok the Gemara, V'kafrin, Hoyil Vosor Liyodon, we started speaking about a Kafran, Neima Bein Milse. So, let's talk about a few halachas about a Kafran. The Omar Rabbi Yosef Bar Minyumi Omar Rav Nachman, Omru Loi Tzei Ten Loi. It seems this is speaking about a Milvalpeh. And there was a sichsuch between the Malve and the Loive, does he owe him, doesn't he owe him? They came to Bezdin. And Bezdin told the Loive, Tzei Ten Loi. You should pay. You should pay up, you mechuyiv to pay up. Va'omar, and afterwards, the Malva comes to him, and he says, no, he says, parati, I paid up. Bezdin said I should pay up, I paid you up. Nemo, so the Loive is Nemo. That means the Malva has no proof whatsoever that the Loive didn't pay up. Bezdin Paskin, you should pay up. And the Malva comes to the Loive, and the Loive says, I paid up. So there's a klala. I mean, talking about a mubah, you don't have any proof he didn't pay up. Bezdin said he should pay up, so it's mistava that he did pay up. He says he paid up. He said he didn't pay up, so you should prove it. Bo Malva lichtoiv, if the Malva will come to Bezdin a week later, they'll tell Bezdin, you know, you paskin that, that he's, the loiva is mechuyev to pay up. I didn't get paid yet, and I should write a shtar atracht, I should be able to be goyve. Ein kais mevenoisen loy, Bezdin will not assume that the Malva is right. I mean, the Malva said he didn't get paid up yet, so Bezdin will not rely on the Malva that he's saying the truth. Prove it. I mean, we passed and he's hired you, but could be he paid up. We won't write to you. You have no proof. There's no, it's a Milva Balpeh, and good, it was a Dintayra. We passed and he's hired to pay. That is if the Psak was Tzei Ten Loi. That means there was enough in the Psak. Bezdin told the Loive, Rochel, Bitra, Ktane, Tzei Ten Loi, pay him up. So in that Sifsof, there was a Psak did. So then, there is a Mokim to assume that the Loive Taka paid up. Bezdin told him to pay up, so he'll pay up. What is the din if Bezdin told him, Chayiv Ata Litein Loi? Now, the Schayiv Ata Litein Loi is not such a definite psak. I mean, say Ten Loi, you tell him what to do. Chayiv Ata Litein Loi, Chazaynishim Babakamiz Mavaya, Debemison Chayiv Ata Litein Loi, is also Bezdin is telling him that we hold your Chayiv. I mean, it's not that we think you're Chayiv. But in Chayiv Atalitenle, when Bezdin says Chayiv Atalitenle,
Besdin is
has a schus to be chayze from the psak. That's the chilek from chayvata. That's a din in Besdin. That means Besdin the vial could be. If Besdin later will think it over, chazanish is mavai like this. Besdin is giving itself an opportunity. I could be chayze from that. I mean, Besdin has a tzad. Be'etzem, we hold your chayiv. But Besdin is giving itself a leeway to be chayze by saying chayiv at a little. So the chazanish is mavaya. Besdin is giving itself a leeway. If Besdin did not have time to think it over, so the psak is chayiv at a little. But the old din of chayiv at a little is not such a forceful and definite psak, because Besdin still has this leeway. Fine. So, when a loive hears chayiv atalitanle, he doesn't hear the tzei ten loy, so the loive hears this very, very well. Besdin did not tell me tzei ten loy. So he knows, so al kaponim, Besdin has a tzad. They might be choyzer from this psak. As long as he hears that Besdin has a tzad, they might be choyzer from the psak. So, listen, my money, I won't pay till I hear something definite from them. So Rav Nachman said, Amor Dike Chiddush, which you see there's a machlekes in this, Rav Nachman said, Chayev Atalitan Loi, Va'oma Aparati. And then the Besdin said, Chayev Atalitan Loi, didn't hear such a definite psak from Besdin. A week later, the Malva comes to him, you know, said, I pay. Besdin said, Chayev Atalitan Loi. Ain't in Nemon. He's not Nemon. I'm more the Kazakh. It's Rav Nachman held that is the psychology of a loive. If a loive doesn't hear something, there was a din Torah. He held he was potter. Fine. Besdin paskin chayiv atalitanle. Now, if Besdin would pass say ten loy, fight Besdin, he can't fight. Besdin said chayiv atalitanle, so you have to read between the lines. So that means there is an efsharis that maybe Besdin might change their mind. That's enough for me. A person, so if he says parati, ain't a nemon. He's not nemon. I'm a yodikazach. Bo malve lichtoiv. If the malve comes to Besdin, he wants to write an adrachte, koisvim v'noisniloi. That means in order for the loive, according to Rav Nachman, Mordek Chiddush, if he tak you paid up, you have to bring proof you paid up. Bring aidim that you paid up. That means you should realize that's not normal. A normal loive does not do this. By chayiv atalitanle. That's what Rav Nachman held. Let us see what Rashi says. Say ten loy. Shaposku loy dine bebezen. Shetzivu olof losas loy. They told him, Och bitrak tana, you pay up. V'omar la'achazman, a week later he says, parati alpi bezin bezin, so they had to pay, so I paid, listen. Nemo, u bishvu assesses. That means, bishvu assesses, that means that's a din. All the time, we have a klal ha'meitz mechaveri olavaraya, but there's a din chazaw ha'mesakon ha'shvu assesses, that he has to swear. Bo malve lefoneinu lichtav leyadrachta olof. The malve comes to Besdin after a week, and the malve tells Besdin, listen, I wasn't paid up, let's now write an adrachta that I should be able to search for property of the loive, and kaisman v'naisni loy. We won't give it to him. We're chayish lepiroi. Einoi nemon lishova. Here Amir Dikazach. But Rav Nachman said, if Besdin said, chayva talitin loy, and he says, I paid, and I'll swear, einoi nemon lishova. Elo shekinegdoi nishba v'noitel. Amir Dikazach, Rav Nachman held that he doesn't have a nemonis to tain the porati. So here the din is that the teveya is nemon to take with a shvua. The kivin, the tchilosai hutzrach letoivoy ledin. Let us see the history of this chayv. Yedish lepim to a din teire. So, if Yedish lepim to a din teire, so,
this loiva held his potter. He held his potter. Whatever the cheshbon was, he slapped him to a din teira, he held he was potter. And Bezdin, well, the psak wasn't the way he had hoped the psak would be, but Bezdin didn't tell him, Rochel bitcha k'tanet seitenloi. Bezdin told him, seitenloi, finish. I'm right, I'm wrong about it. Bezdin says, seitenloi. Chofetz Chaim brings down in a note, sometimes Bezdin can paskin wrong also. I mean, it's not, there's hashgoche. Sometimes Bezdin, that's the psak you have to pay. I mean, even zark upon him. I mean, he held his potter to pay. So if Bezdin told him it's 8:10, so finish. So that's the Shkocho Yoyne. Bezdin says to pay, he won't fight Bezdin. But if Bezdin, from Bezdin Gufa, you see from this psak, that Bezdin has a tzad that they might retract this psak, the kim tchit lo se utzuch letovo iladin ein darkoi lemaya lefroya at she yivseko dinay psak omo. That means, psaza p'china for the cherev al tzavoya yishya ish min arachmim. There's still hope. He holds his potter and Bezdin lemaise did not as yet say the tzeitan loy. So memele, so a person doesn't pay. He's not nemo to say he pays. That he pays, he's not nemo. That's what Rav Nachman held. Rav Zvid Mishmei, that's Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi Mishmei de Rav Nachman. Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rav Nachman Omar, Bein Tzeiten Loi, Bein Chayiv Atoliten Loi, V'Omar Porati Nemo. It's irrelevant. Afilu Bezdin said, say, Chayim Atalita Loi. And he said, Parati, he's Nemo. Nachman, there's a dinner, Maitz, Mechaver, Lavara. It's, I mean, it's Amir de Kechidish, and you said, Avada, he didn't pay. He's not Nemo to Taina Parati. No. Oma Parati Nemo. Bomal velichtoiv, en koisvim, venoisne loi. So the Malva wants to write in Adrachte, en koisvim, venoisne loi. Aliika leflugi hoche deika leflugi. But Rav Zvid Mishmei Rav Nachman says, in another case, there is a difference between, not in this case. If the Bezdin said, Chayva Talitin Loi, he's Nemotataina Parati, not the way you said. But there is a difference in Halacha that sometimes when a person says, Chayva, when Bezdin says, Chayva Talitin Loi, there's a difference between Chayva Talitin Loi, Tzeiten Loi. In this case, alike flugei, ochudike le flugei. Amru loi, tsei ten loi. Va'omar porati, he said porati. Va'edim me'idin oisoi shaloi poroi. Hurzik kafrin loisoi momen. Chayim atolitin loi v'omar porati, va'edim me'idin oisoi shaloi poroi. V'chosev oma parati lehurze kafren lo isay momen, maitayme ishtemuti hokam ishtamet minei, sova adamayne beirabonon bedini. Now let us see what Rashi says. V'oma parati le'acher zman al pi bezin. He said, I paid. Ve'ede me'iden oisoi shaloi pora. Now the case is as follows. We'll see this in Machlekes, Rashi, and the Rosh. Rashi says as follows. Edim say, bofoneinu tovoi lefroyeloi alpi bezn. Two Edim were there. The malve came to the loy, but two Edim are standing there. And he said, no, bezn paskin tzeiten loy, pay me. And he says, I'm not paying, in front of two Edim. And that's after Psak of Tzeitenloi, V'loi Poroi. Hoyel u'bifneim heyiz lava api bezn, that means he had the chutzpah, in front of two Edim, he knows this, two Edim hear this. And he said, I'm not going to pay. I don't owe you. I don't care what Besdin said. I'm not going to pay you. Later he comes again. Now he slaps him to Besdin. I pay you. He's not Nemon to say anymore. He's not Nemon. He lost his Nemonus to say Parati. If he told him he won't pay him in front of Edom, even though Besdin told him, Zaytan loy, he lost his Nemonus to Taina Parati. Hurze kafren loy, say moment, sheni Nemon oit olav loy machzarti o Parati, ashe yifrabeid. He lost his Nemonus already. He cannot Taina Parati. But if Besdin told him, Chayiv Atalitin, like, fine. And then the same scenario, and the Malve comes to him a month, and no, Besdin said, Chayiv Atalitin, like. And the same scenario, he said, I won't pay you, I don't owe you. He says, no, Besdin said, Chayiv Atalitin, like, I don't care, I won't pay you. Loi Urzekafre. There is Loi Urzekafre. Vinishba, so, and then later if he tines, I pay. So then he swears, as Shua says, a shepore. Va'af al pisha loy pore miyat kshetovoy bifnei Eden. To Eden I made it. A month from him, a week ago, they saw, he said, I'm not paying you. Ve'ein ze meyes bebezn, de kivin the loy posku loy psak gomel. Since there wasn't a psakomo, nishmat mimenu, so memele, so he wanted a dreise chois, lemaise, ishtemutikum ishtamit meisova, demaini berabon and bedini. That means, that does not mean that what he told them, I won't pay you now, because that's why, but it does not mean he won't pay. So it could be later. He changed his mind and he paid. Let us see the Rosh for 1 minute. The Rosh is Chilek and Rashi. The Rosh is Simon. Simen Membeis, it's Daf Kuf Chav Dalet B'Daf Yorosh. And it's around the 10 lines from where the Ois Membeis. Just 1 second. Let's start from the beginning. Amar Rav Yosef bar Minyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Loi Tzeiten Loi, Amar Praticho Nemo. Bo Malve Faneinu Lichtoi Vadracht and Kaisen Loi. But he says, I pay. Avagav Domino Domet Bedin Kimilva Bishtar Domi, Aina Litra Fene Lekuches, Mishim Dis Lekola. Avo Motzi Lemeima Parati, he's allowed to say Parati, even though there was a Psakdim. And here there's no shtav. What if I know clearly didn't pay? I should made it. Because there was a curl that he owes him. That was Rabbi Yosef ben Yimei Rav Nachman. Shneg denish b'menaitel. But Malva Lichtoiv Kaisva Beneishni Loi, because I don't believe that the Loive paid, because since Besdin said Chayvat Alitin Loi. V'Rav Zvid Mishmeid Rav Nachman Omru, Ben Chayvat Alitin Loi, Ben Zayn Ten Loi, Vom Aparati Nemom, Bo Malva Lichtoiv Ein Kaisva Loi. V'Kaim Loan Ki Rav Zvid, that what, that he's always Nemom Tatayin Aparati, V'Sha'ein Hamoin Am Mafrishin, he says, we pass the light of Zvid because people are not such big lumdim to differentiate between chayvat alit and loy yetzei ten loy. Hakoil nir lehem psak. The business that I'm chayiv. So this is the loss. Vav the pore. And some amele. So who pay? Yeah, ela idihike leflugi. Bekafren. Hoch yudike leflugi. So now, but there'll be a difference by a kafren. Omru tzaitan loy, vama parat beidim ilioi shishloi pora. Perish Rashi, da omri yaidim bafaneinu tovoi, prali api bezn. He was teveyem, pay me, vloi pora bafaneinu. He said, I'm not gonna pay. Oyo bafaneim heyiz, lava api bezn, enem shum loy maparati shloi beidim. That shit is Rashi. Chayva talitam loy is dos. Vetaymo hu loyma. And so the Rosh is chaylik on Rashi. Chi bishvil sheloi poroi miyad. He told them to pay. And then he says, I won't pay. Chuch ze kafren? Shem aloi hoyo loi mois. Maybe he didn't have money. Va'achar kach shenizdam aloi mois pole. Now he didn't have money. So what should he say? I don't have money. So what do you mean you don't have money? He said, I'm not going to pay. Va'filo Omar b'fnei edim ein reitze lepoire. Even though he said b'fnei edim, I'm not going to pay. Ishtemutikam ishtamet ha-tshiyelay mois. He doesn't want to go into him. He's going to say, if he's going to give him a cheshen, I don't have money. He said, what do you mean you don't have money? You bought this? So he told him, I'm not going to pay you. That's, so he said, I'm not going to pay you. So, I mean, it's nidrei mitzvah. I told him, I'm not going to pay. I'm stalling for time, but I can't tell you this. You want to, I'm telling you, I'm not going to pay. Finish. Ula oilom loinachzik odom kafren kozman shenucha limtze loitzat chus. That means kozman you could be, that's a balichiba. That kozman you could find a tzat chus. So Mamela, you have to take with a grain of salt what he's saying. So brings a Gemara before. The Gemara says, Reuven schlept Shimon to the Torah. I gave you a pekodin. He said, you never gave me a pekodin. It's garnished. He lost the pekodin. And so my mailer, he's going to find it. I give now. I should pay for it. Unless Adam saw that the Pekodim was in his reshus then, and he says, you never gave me, then he's a good Pekodim. Allah v'ochim rinu shemo nevat, o'mechaven lit chois ad shemoitzoi. That is a person when you put him into a corner and he doesn't know how to dreis a chois, he'll say the wrong thing. But it does, don't take it literally. So Memela, the Rosh says, it's the Rosh is Chaylik and Rashi, even though this person said, I won't pay you, I don't care what Bezin said, that doesn't, you have to read, it means, I don't have money now, that's what it means. It doesn't necessarily mean that he won't pay you. Hilkach, so he doesn't become a kafran. Nirali leforesh, sha'omru le'edim, Bisho sha'ata oimer sheparata imonu ha'yisa ba'yisa isho. That's pshat. He said, by tzei tenloi. He said that I paid you. When did you pay me? It was 1 o'clock Sunday. I paid you. So Adam said, listen, you were with us 1 o'clock Sunday. V'yodana shloi parata oz. So then the din is that what? That he is... He's not Nemon. He lost his Nemonis on Piroi. Chafilo hochi chayev atolitin loy lehuchzik kafrim. Kimichon yuchem limso loy tzad schus lishtamutik amachav ademayne rabonim bedinei v'loy lichper b'momay niskavim. So the, but the Rosh says, because that's the chidush of the Gemara. Bezin said chayev atolitin loy. And the Malva comes to the Loivin and tells the Loivin to pay me. He says, I pay you. When did you pay me? Sunday 1 o'clock. Well, Sunday 1 o'clock you paid me. He slept to Adam. Sunday 1 o'clock he was someplace else. Doesn't mean anything. He's stalling for time. Since Chayev Ato Litenloi, If he's a shtickel lamdan, he knows that it means that there is a possibility that Bezdin might retract from the psak, so he's stalling for time, so that does not mean hulsekafna. That means if he would know clearly that he owes the money, and he says, I paid, so we see this person is a full-fledged liar. And he says, I paid up, so then he lost his namonis to taine parati. But if Bezdin said, chayev atalitinlei, so he still has something to be seimach, and maybe Bezdin will retract the psak, so mamela afili said a lie, he doesn't become hugze kafren, and he's namon to taine parati.